South of the border in Tijuana, there's a group of people on a mission to save the Mexican zonkey. It's a donkey painted to look like a zebra, and they've been fixtures on Tijuana's main tourist strip for nearly 100 years. Reporter Amy Isaacson has this story.
Ruben prances across the street one recent morning on his way to work on a corner of Tijuana's famous tourist strip, Avenida Revolucion. His workmates cluck he looks so handsome. Ruben's hair is freshly dyed. His name tag is shiny. But both he and his boss, Victor Reyes, have long faces. Ruben, well, he's a donkey. A zonkey in local parlance.
Mexican zebra, como
es. Mexican zebra, as we call it.
As for Reyes, his business, taking photos of tourists atop Ruben, has stumbled on hard times.
We never had to solicit tourists. The gringos, they came by themselves, so many that we had to line them up.
That was back in the 60s, in the donkey's heyday.
We were all happy. We had money in our pockets. Tijuana was pure party, night and day.
Josue Beltran is a professor of history at the Autonomous University of Baja California.
The gringos came excited for something exotic and to find old Mexico.
And donkeys were in. Photographers trotted them out as a representation of old times. The only problem was the donkeys were white. They didn't show up well in black and white photos, just a little ear and nose.
Photographers began to experiment with goats, rams, and pigs, but nothing said Mexico like the donkey. It occurred to someone, we don't know who, to paint stripes so they'd show up.
And so they did, with women's hair dye. For decades, business boomed. Tijuana's basketball team was named the Zonkeys. The city began to use stripes in its logo. But with the fall of the World Trade Center, security lines at the border became interminable. The recession hit. Then the drug war. People became fearful to even step a toe into Tijuana. The number of donkeys shrank from 25 to about 3. On a recent afternoon on Avenida Revolucion, a lone mariachi band crooned to about a dozen tourists and hundreds of empty bar chairs. Sing, Don't Cry, they belt out. Could be a theme song for Tijuana's tourist strip these days. Reyes has settled in atop a plastic bucket. He thumbs through the newspaper next to Ruben until some tourists from Texas arrive, just his third customers all day.
Okay, look at me, bonitas. 1, 2, 3, say cheese.
Sue Robel was excited to take a picture with her granddaughter, Amber Ivy.
My mom and dad were here in the 40s, and they have a picture, not with a zebra, but with a donkey. And so it's like, okay, let's do it.
Yo crecí viendo unos burritos con rayas.
I grew up seeing striped donkeys, and I want my grandchildren to see them too.
Roberto Longo, who runs a marketing firm, leads a group of concerned citizens. Next month, Longo will ask the state of Baja California to protect the zonkeys as part of Tijuana's cultural heritage. He wants the photographers to get on the state's payroll, the zonkeys at all big civic events, and for photographers to get iPads to post photos directly to Facebook and Twitter. He says Tijuana's zonkey business may have to modernize, but it will not change its stripes. For NPR News, I'm Amy Isaacson in Tijuana.
And this is NPR News.